from KQED.
Walking down city streets, we're bombarded with noises. Car horns, backfiring buses, people yelling. To most of us, it's cacophony. But to sound artist Bill Fontana, each noise is an instrument that he weaves into a symphony in his head. His latest composition is a sound sculpture at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. For this work, Fontana went deep inside the building to collect noises. April Demboski reports.
The art displayed at the museum spans 5 floors. To take in Bill Fontana's work, you've got to go all the way to the top, to a metal bridge right under the rooftop skylight. The view, combined with the soundtrack flowing from the eastern wall, can make you a bit dizzy, or even inspire that eerie impulse to lean too far over the railing. But not before a whoosh of sound from the other side of the bridge steals your attention.
You'll actually get zapped by it.
That's Bill Fontana. He's the San Francisco-based sound artist who created this installation. It's called Sonic Shadows. He points at one of 4 large white speakers rotating over the bridge and describes the ultrasonic frequency shooting out of them as laser beams of sound.
Because they're moving, and these acoustic laser beams are reflecting off the walls and sometimes right passing through your head when you're on the bridge, creating all kinds of spatial sensations.
In the past, Fontana has set up microphones on city streets and bridges to capture the sound for his projects. He's created symphonies out of foghorns and trolley bells.
Music to me is very much the sounds I hear around me and the way I sort of organize them in my mind. That to me is my passion.
He says the sounds for this new project at the SF MoMA come from a secret part of the museum.
So be careful of your head.
The boiler room. We climb over red pipes and duck under yellow ones. Fontana stops at a blue water pipe and points at a small metal disc that looks like a watch battery.
This is an accelerometer.
Accelerometers are vibration sensors. Structural engineers use them to monitor the safety of airplanes and cars. Fontana set up a dozen of them throughout the boiler room and on the bridge. They act like super microphones, capturing the detailed sounds of footsteps and water trickling through the pipes.
You know, I think in our society, people don't pay very much attention to the sounds they're living with, and certainly nobody's going to pay attention to the sounds in that boiler room. And I love the fact that it contains a whole universe of harmonics and kind of very musical, quite delicate tonalities.
Fontana filters the sounds through an audio software program. He hired acoustic engineer Shane Merbeck to help him transport the sounds from the boiler room pipes.
They actually produce 2 frequencies that are above the range of human hearing. Normally, if you just played these frequencies on their own, you couldn't hear them at all. Once they're on top of each other in the air, humans can actually hear them.
So in Fontana's piece, listeners hear one note, even though it's produced by combining 2 higher pitch notes. In music, these are called difference tones. So if you play 2 different notes on the harmonica at the same time, you'll hear a 3rd note underneath. Do you hear it? It's this note. Here are the 2 together again. In barbershop quartet and a cappella, it's this combination of tones that give you goosebumps.
It's what makes an orchestra sound good too, you know. So they're all playing notes, but the reason the specific instruments sound good together is that they have all these overtones and they harmonize. And what Bill's done here is kind of create a new orchestra.
Fontana wants people to enjoy what they hear, but he also wants to engage them at a deeper level.
I guess I like to break down their sense of temporal order and cause them maybe to stop and think and wonder and listen and try to grasp what this moment is.
Without forgetting, you're on a 5-story bridge. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.
Bill Fontana's Sonic Shadows installation will be at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art through October 2011.